Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of TMOS is brought to you by Prosper. Prosper is a peer-to-peer lending marketplace, which connects people who are looking to borrow money with those who have money to lend. Visit prosper.com/TMOS and receive a $50 Visa prepaid card when you get a loan. That's prosper.com/TMOS.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Starting in right field, Nick Markakis. Ew. Left fielder, Alejandro Diaz. Adam Jones, Nelson Cruz, J.J. Hardy. The Baltimore Orioles are in the ALCS. What's the C stand for? Championship, you dumbass. Oh boy, we're going to beat the Kansas City Royals and we're going back to the World Series. I'm so happy. I sure hope nobody tries to wake me up during this dream. Oh boy, there they are, hosting the trophy. This is so very excited. Oscar. Oh, look at the pitching staff. They're yes. coming out here. Oh my God.
Do you think we should wake him?
Chris Tillman. Oh boy, they're so good. I love them. Wee Yee Chen. Oh, Bud Norris, all my favorites. They're fantastic. This is going to be a great poem.
Billy.
Great to
Billy.
Billy.
Hello.
What's going on?
It's Rob and Oscar. You were talking in your
sleep.
That
worked out. That worked out so much better than I expected. Sound like a real movie, didn't it?
Hello!
Ladies and gentlemen, hello. From his home up north, it's Baltimore Billy Sikorski, just off a nap. Hi, Bill.
Hello, everyone. It's Baltimore Billy Sikorski speaking of sports. And boy, it's a great day in a Sikorski household. I'm here to tell you, not only do my Orioles start the ALCS against those Kansas City Royals tonight at 8:07, and I am so excited to tell you that this is the time they're going back to the World Series. Kind of feels strange to be talking about the O's in a championship series. Doesn't it, Rob? Doesn't it, Oscar?
It does. Billy, are those crab pajamas you're wearing?
I'm wearing a crab pajama top, that's right. But, you know, you can only see me from the belly button up, ain't that right?
That's right. That's the way your shot is blocked out.
If you could see me from the bottom, you wouldn't want to look at that.
Oh, no.
I'm pulling a Ben Affleck on you.
Oh, there you go. Oh, wow.
That's a little too much information. Jeez. What time did you say the game was tonight?
8:07, and I wear my Krabby Krab top, and I don't wear any bottoms. Because I tell you something, back in 93 or 94,
yeah.
I wore some bottoms, my Krabby Krab pajama bottoms, and the O's went on like a 10-game losing streak. And I said, okay,
man.
Krabby Krab bottoms, you're going back in the hamper, and that's where you're going to stay forever, okay? And I yelled downstairs, I said, Mom! Don't watch them. Don't watch them.
So that was, you blame the losing streak on the streak in your pajamas?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. How are you boys?
We're great. Congratulations, Billy. Couldn't be happier for
you. I'm so excited. It's such a great time for the city of Baltimore. And I also want to thank everybody from the Mike O'Mara Show fan club who've been sending me letters telling me that Kathy Bates on American Horror Story Freak Show is doing an impression of me as the bearded lady. I don't even know what that means because I haven't been watching any regular television since this whole thing started. You guys realize the O's haven't won a pennant since 1983.
True.
And the Royals haven't made it to a series since 1985.
Whoa.
Those are the second and third longest World Series droughts. And that's respectively, of course.
Of course.
I'm so excited. I can't begin to tell you. This is a great day. This is a great day. I swear to God. You know, I was wondering. I made a petition about a few years back. I was wondering, basically, why don't they, close schools? And they said, well, Baltimore Billy, the game's not till 8 o'clock at night. So that didn't matter.
Should be a national
holiday.
You
go out, you take mom and dad out to go get your jerseys and your ball caps, and you get ready for the big game. I didn't understand this.
What if they closed night school? What if the Strayer University closed down classes tonight?
Yeah, that's not fair. There's some of my friends that are taking those night classes. You know, they're working real hard. That.
Better than themselves.
They're working hard to better themselves.
Any playoff game involves a playoff menu.
Yes.
Yes.
What type of foods are going to be on your menu?
Yeah, you'll be watching the game from home,
I'm glad you asked. I'm going to be home for this one.
Right.
I'm real excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, we like to get together. And, you know, I don't do the alcoholic beverages. I leave that to all those fans. Like, you know, your Wild Bill Hakeys can go out there and swill their Budweiser. But I like to I like to get my eat on. You know, it's important to get my eat on when we're at the Sikorsky household. And, of course, we always start out with a tray or two of Maha Sikorsky's world-famous pierogies.
Oh, they're delicious. Aren't they wonderful?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. And let me see. What else is on a menu? Okay.
Do you put
Maha Sikorsky's world-famous
Sikorsky. Do you put Old Bay on your pierogies?
No, it's not a thing you do, Old Bay.
No, Old Bay's just for crabs and crab cakes. You're not going to put Old Bay on pierogies,
for God's sake. Hey, Bill.
That'll ruin a potato flavor.
This is fun, Bill. Let's ask Oscar what a pierogi is.
It's
Oscar, you know what a pierogi is?
It's a potato dumpling.
Hey, look at that.
Oh, that's a command. All right. Absolutely. Hit the dinger for Oscar Santana.
I
thought he only knew about tapas and things like that. You know, that kind of stuff.
Does Mom Sikorsky ever make tapas?
No, Maha Sikorsky makes her world-famous pierogies and then retires to Maha Sikorsky's room to cover herself up with her Afghan and start smoking her Territons. That's what she does.
She constantly thinks it's chilly, doesn't she?
She's cold all the time. You know, I came in the house about 3 weeks ago, and I said, Ma, it's 98 degrees in here. We're getting a heat wave in Baltimore. And she said, no, it's not. Don't you dare touch that clicker. Don't touch that clicker. Don't you do that. I said, Ma, it's not a clicker. It's a thermostat. She said, sit your ass down and have one of my world-famous pierogies.
You know, it's sad, though, because through the years, yes. Maha Sikorsky, she's wasting away to nothing. What does she weigh now?
Maha Sikorsky is, as you know, she's 4'11", and she's weighing in now probably at about 83 or 84 pounds.
Yeah, she's a little shrimp of a thing.
Oh, she can go all night long with her friends. You give her a nice bottle of Gallo. I didn't mean it like that, you sons of bitches.
Hey.
I'm talking about Maha Sikorsky being a nice lady. Come on now.
But back in the day.
Back in the day, she could go. I mean, you give her You give her the carton. You give him a carton of cigarettes and a right kind of box wine. Yeah. And Maha Sikorsky, she'll chat your ear off all night long. Tell stories about the old country, about coming over here, about Ellis Island, about Ellis Island.
How old is she again?
She's 103.
103.
Wow.
She's 103 years old. Keep making note of that, Rob. We might have to refer to it again if the Orioles get to the World Series.
That's right. Maha Sikorsky, born in 1914.
Now, 4'11 and 83 pounds, but I'm going to tell you something. She's got arms. Her arms are as strong as Brooks Robinson's. Absolutely. She is so strong. She is an incredibly wiry lady that knows what she's doing. So I was going back to the menu to see. Now, outside of the pierogi, she got a little long in the tooth.
Does she still have that? Really does she that still have food. That anchor tattoo on her arm?
Oh, do you?
With Popeye?
Yeah.
Well, it's faded over the years, and I don't know. I heard a story about Maha Sikorsky being on a merchant marine ship back in the 1920s, but I'm not sure how that worked. But she's got a little faint outline of where there was that tattoo, but you can't see it for the hair.
I'll tell you, this
is a credit to her. At 103 years old, she's still got coarse black hair all over both her forearms.
That's great.
Which is wonderful.
That is. How old are you, Bill?
I'd rather not say, Rob. I won't keep certain secrets.
I understand. You don't want to, let people in on the interview.
But let me let you in, Rob, on the fact. Normally, this be the time when we're going to end a bit, and I hold my hand up. But,
right.
Right now, I'm telling Rob that the kicker line will be coming up next. So
good.
What you boys have to do now is to ask me, besides Maha Sikorsky's famous pierogies, what else is on the menu? And then when I give you the answer, Rob, of course, you hit that button. Are we clear on that?
Absolutely. Oscar, you want to take this one?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Besides Maha Sikorsky's or Kuroski's, whatever her name is.
Sikorsky.
Sikorsky, you Bolivian mullet.
I'll tell you what, step back. Hey, Bill.
Yes, Rob.
Besides Maha Sikorsky's famous pierogies, what else is on the menu?
Fritos.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What's this?
What?
This car. This stupid car.
Where's the Cadillac?
The caddy. Where's the caddy?
The what?
The Cadillac we used to have. The Bluesmobile.
I traded it.
Traded the Bluesmobile for this?
No, for a microphone.
A microphone? Okay, I can see that. What the hell is this?
This was a bargain. I picked it up at the Mount Prospect City police auction last spring. It's an old Mount Prospect police car. They were practically giving them away.
Well, thank you, Al. The day I get out of prison, my own brother picks me up in a police car.
It's got a cop motor, a 440 cubic inch plant. It's got cop tires, cop suspension, cop shocks. It's a model made before catalytic converters, so it'll run good on regular gas. What do you say? Is it the new Bluesmobile or what?
Fix the cigarette lighter.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Fiber Studios and heard worldwide. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 25.5 million downloads. Heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks!
Mike, number 5 in your programs, but number 1 in your hearts. From Mansfield, Texas, a senior at running back, Damon Bullock.
Damon Bullock, I think a stud, if I'm not mistaken. The guy that does very well for the Hawks.
8 abs.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Gross. Okay.
Yes, we've established there will be a different energy today. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why?
8 abs. Why?
Because they get it. Today's show is brought to you by Blinds.com. Here come the holidays, folks, and I've got a great new sponsor for the Mike O'Mara Show that I want you to check out. It's time to get your home ready for family and friends with Blinds.com. Blinds.com offers all the top names to make your windows look their very, very best, and they offer free samples so there's no guesswork. And best of all, their sure-fit guarantee means that installation is always a snap. And here's the nice thing. If you don't have the right size, they'll send you some other ones. That's the way it works. And they work with you so you can do it yourself. And guess what happens, boys, when you do it yourself? The prices are phenomenal.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
That's right. If you don't want to measure or install, there's no problem. Blinds.com can do that, too. You can save right now during October. Upgrade your home with new blinds from Blinds.com. You can get 10 to 20% off their already incredible prices on designer select window treatments from top brands with a free cordless upgrade. Also, Norman Brand products, including their child and pet safe designer shutters, are 20% off, plus free shipping on most orders. And remember, Blinds.com offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. Give your house a gift. Be like me. Use Blinds.com. They are fantastic, and their prices will beat anything you see at any of the other stores. Check them out. Well, hail, hail. The gang is all here. Happy Friday. It's Ben Affleck Junk Day.
Yay!
Big day for you, Mike.
That's right.
Yes, off to the movies this evening, hopefully. I am still dealing with my recovery, and the medicine that I'm taking to get through this is making me wig out. I got feedback from a lot of listeners on this antibiotic. They're giving me 2 to deal with this diverticulitis.
Right.
And apparently the second one that pharmacist warned me about is the one that causes problems. I don't have any pain or anything like that. What I have is just a feeling like I want to boot all the time, 24/7, and especially depending on different food things. So, you know, I've been trying to eat tiny little bits about it. And if I eat something that's totally bland, like scrambled eggs or white bread or something that's easily digestible, I'm fine. If I eat anything else that's a little bit suspect, yesterday we tried to do a little salad thing with tomatoes and avocado, and it was as though I felt like I woke up.
I took a little nappy poo, and then I woke up feeling as though, you know, I'd had a bender the night before. I felt like Pat O'Brien.
Well, you know, probably the acid in the tomatoes, I would think, because a salad should be pretty easy on you. Have you had a lot of empanadas with Tabasco? I think that might be worth a try.
What about those Ensure shakes?
Yeah.
When people get sick, usually they take those, and that fills
Is that an age reference? Is that an age joke down here? Ensure?
No, you know, I have friends that work out all the time and take Ensure in the morning.
What about Muscle Milk? What is that? That's not milk, is it?
It's protein.
It's a protein?
Yeah, but if you drink a lot of that and don't work out, you just get fat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so. Okay.
And it's better living through chemicals. If you ever really want to have fun, take a look, because we've got some Muscle Milk in the refrigerator down here. Take a look at the chemicals on the back of that. I don't know why there are that many chemicals that are necessary to put something together that's basically a protein shake. It's astounding. I think to get – Oscar, you might know this better than I do. To get protein into a product. You know, to get protein into something besides like a steak or a piece of fish or chicken or eggs or something, sometimes there's a process that goes because there are a lot of chemicals.
You can get gluten-free, natural whey protein that's just pure that you would just put
no
into.
No way.
Yeah, whey.
Whey.
That you could put right into any type of shake you'd like. So you can add protein to anything. There is a process. There are some natural alternatives that cost a lot more money because they're natural. But I'll take anything they have. If they sell it at CVS, I'm in. That's the type of guy I am.
Muscle Milk has always sounded dirty to me. It always sounds porno.
Like the end of a porno.
Muscle Milk.
Have you tried
what kind of porn are
hey,
you
sweet,
watching?
Hey, sweet mama.
Well,
no, just think of it. You could put it in a line.
I cooked
on
beefcake.
We might have to bleep this out, but you could put it in the line of a meal. Hey, baby. You want to? No, I can't say.
No, don't say it.
I can't say it. I can't.
You know what?
It involves taste.
How about a new rule from now on, like they do on the Bill Maher Show? New rule: if you start something with "you may have to bleep this," let's not say it.
Yeah,
because
I know.
Because probably it's. Have you tried the Brat Diet?
Ooh, hey, baby, that? You want to taste? You want to taste my Muscle Milk?
Oh no! You see,
Dub Rat.
That is not. That's not bleepable. Just nauseating.
Is it D A?
No, it's just Brat Diet, and it's a lot of times pediatricians will recommend it when kids are going through flu or something. And I believe it's bananas, rice, applesauce, toast.
That would work.
Then you see
go.
That.
Yeah.
Then you get your mild stuff in there. Not a lot of acid, and you can go for that.
Nice and tame.
Yeah, Brat Diet.
How many lbs have you lost? You look skinny.
You know, I don't know because I wasn't really clear. I'm going to say 10, probably 10.
For no work.
That's good.
Well, I love getting sick. It's the best.
And you know, I'm dealing with some health stuff myself.
Oh, really?
Hey, where's Mike?
Oh, that's weird. You know, we could do this whole playlet here where we pretend that diverticulitis has taken our friend Mr. O'Mara, Mike O'Mara.
Well, you mean like to his death?
Yes.
No. Diverticulitis is it's manifested in his router.
No.
He's got infected cilia in his modem.
He's in the Bombay doors, stall number one.
Hey, buddy. Hey, watch out for the old Bombays.
Now, unfortunately, I think the construction in Mike's neighborhood.
Yes.
Has really affected his signal.
You brought up something really valid yesterday. You said they did not call Miss Utility.
No, they didn't.
And that is not okay.
The great part about it is that we're still here in D.C.
Yes.
And we forge ahead for this Friday because we're always going to give you a show.
Of
and
course.
Mike will be back in full 100%. The integrity of the show. We'll have video. We'll have audio. Back on Monday, no problems.
When you said 100%, though, you're talking about the show and not Mike's health, right?
No.
82%.
No, I think Mike, honestly, the fact that he was even able to do the show, take away the technical difficulties, is pretty impressive.
Yeah, playing in pain.
I've heard enough about diverticulitis in the last 2 weeks that I did a little research.
Yeah.
I mean, it is debilitating.
It's horrible.
Right?
It's infection from within.
Yeah, it's tough.
Now, I'm dealing with something that is not infection, but it's not great.
What's that? What's going on?
My doctor, we're trying to get my blood pressure right. It's been trending a little high. So he put me on a second medicine for it.
Yes.
And what happened, he says, there's a symptom that comes with this medicine. My doctor, Dr. Lee, is the best. And he never yells at me. He's very calm. He knows that I've got like maybe 6-7 years left. And he wants me to be comfortable.
And so, gotta get that copay for 7 years.
That's right. 7 years of $25 is. But he said, there's one symptom with this. He said, your blood pressure will come down. Your blood pressure is fine. Just watch out for swelling in your feet and ankles.
Oh.
I said, sure. You know what? No big deal. And so for a week of it, my blood pressure is fine. And my feet are like that of a supermodel. I mean, really good looking.
Where do you get high blood pressure from?
It's actually on my mom's side of the family.
Oh, wow.
And sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't.
I got the flu shot yesterday.
Yeah, Kevin gave me one of those too.
I got the new tetanus shot for the whooping cough.
Ooh.
Which is
really
strange.
Well, tetanus for whooping, that's two different things.
No, there's two types of tetanus shots,
right.
My doctor said. And I already had the other one.
Now, was this another guy that you met hanging out in the parking lot of a CVS?
No.
Or is this a real... Did you go to a real doctor?
General practitioner.
You know what? They are giving flu shots everywhere. Now, I'm still old-fashioned. I get my flu shot at a doctor's office. They're doing them in a back room at Costco. They're doing them at Target.
No,
they do them at Giant. You went to a doctor's office.
I went to my GP's, and they were awesome. They were just... It was perfect. She said I had to lose 15 pounds. I said, excuse me.
What?
She said... I said, all right, it's weird. I thought 183 was A-okay.
God, you know what? I haven't weighed 183 since fifth grade.
Yeah, she said...
Really? They want you to lose weight?
Well, the sleep
apnea... That means I have no hope.
Sleep apnea runs in my family.
Sure.
And I said, I haven't been sleeping very well. She says, well, you have gained... I gained 10 pounds the last time I was there.
How long ago was that?
Like 2 years ago?
Well, 10 pounds over 2 years is nothing. You could gain 5 pounds a year for the rest of your life. You still wouldn't weigh what I weigh.
And she said, if you want to sleep better... and she like looked at, down my throat, and she's like, it looks a little crowded in there. And I said...
Yeah.
I said, sleep apnea is due to weight?
Oh, God, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you know what? I think we even talked about that. When
I went
to the sleep doctor.
If you lost a little weight, you could like stop using the mask on a regular basis. But she said, if you lose enough weight, you never have to use that.
My doctor said, you know what you have? You have a fat throat.
Oh, wow.
It closes in. You gain weight
I've
everywhere.
I've got a chubby throat
you
right
do.
Now.
You
I have to
what?
Lose 15.
Yeah. You're all about that base.
Can you believe
your throat,
that?
In your throat.
Can you believe that?
I can't believe you need to lose 15
yeah,
pounds.
Man.
That makes me want to end it all.
That'd be a nice run.
Yeah.
I'd like to see some abs again. Like, I see the top two ones all the time. Like my best friend.
You know what you do? Just
if I can get
a magazine.
Four, that'd be solid.
Just look at a magazine you want to see abs. It's
That's
easier.
A goal. I was watching what I ate before, kind of. I would actually exercise as much as I do to eat whatever I
you
want.
You exercise more
to
than
live.
You watch your diet.
Yes.
Okay.
So I have to do both now, so I'll work on that. It's pretty sad, though.
So you should weigh 170?
170.
That's 168, actually.
168, yeah.
That's crazy.
That's what she would like me to weigh.
Anyway, the second
week... She's very particular about her patients.
She kind of hot?
No.
Is she from out of town?
Yeah, she was on the... She was an extra on...
what?
She was an extra on what's that one movie? That
Gandhi?
Not Gandhi. Jesus.
Well, I'm just playing the odds because the movie had thousands of extras. Oh, was Starship Troopers?
No.
Was she dressed as
not
an
Aladdin?
You're not an extra in an animated movie. They don't have extras. They just draw pictures.
You know what I'm talking about?
A background player.
The tiger and the...
Oh, Richard Parker.
Yeah, Richard Parker.
Life of Pi. Yeah, you know what? You can't live a life of Pi any longer because Pi is very fattening.
No, we're out on that.
So the second week, my ankles start to puff up, and I go in and I check, and he says, you look like... He had a word for it, but it wasn't what I thought, which was fat ankles. And he said, we're going to put you on something to take care of it. And he called in a diuretic.
Is that why your feet were so huge?
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Bigger
I thought
than
you
normal.
Just had regular big feet.
No, they were really big.
Doesn't that happen to diabetes patients?
Yes, but you know what? As of now, of the present day, I still have tested clear for diabetes every checkup. And to quote my own doctor... I just don't understand it. He says that.
Doesn't
I've got
that
it on
scare
both sides.
You?
Yeah, it does. But I mean, if I don't have
I
it, I don't have it.
I saw Rob's feet.
Yeah.
When we were in Maine, I said, oh, man. I was like, that's a lot of load to carry.
Yeah, no
around.
Wonder he can't walk. It's like moving anvils.
They were huge.
But that is not germane to the story. They are big feet to begin with.
No, but if they look swollen.
And they were. So he put me on this diuretic, and he calls it in yesterday, and I sent him a note. I said, I'll take one as soon as I get home.
Yeah.
One thing about him, if you go
quickly,
in monthly.
Just
yeah, go ahead.
If you ever played with Legos at home, and you said, oh, I wonder what it would be to make a man out of Legos. And you always had to use that long rectangular Lego as your figurine's feet.
Yeah, like the one that's like 16 dots long.
And then you
tried
to walk them around. That's what Rob looked like when he only had sandals on. And you're like, oh, my God, those sandals are going to break any moment now.
Well, I mean, it looked like walking on water balloons.
You should have seen him in Vegas. Yeah. My God.
Yeah. Oh, were they huge in Vegas?
Oh, it was like a circus tent at the end of his bed.
You, Pony, you want to help? Don't help. And you know what? The thing is in Vegas, it wasn't that. It was just big feet. They are size 13. Okay,
No.
But yeah, but that's what Pony's talking about.
Swollen.
Yeah, they were.
Swollen.
Okay, so I'm on this diuretic, or I get the email, and he's cool. As long as you keep your every 6 week appointment or whatever, he'll phone in and he'll deal with you over email, which is great.
Yeah.
And I emailed him back. I said, "Thank you. I'll take one when I get home." He says, "No, no, no. Don't take it tonight. You'll wet the bed."
Oh.
Because you know, you're trying to get rid of all the fluid out of your body, so you have to pee yes. all the time. So what I did, I wrote on his Facebook wall, I wrote, "Hey, thanks for the prescription. Yesterday I came in third at Churchill Downs and paid $380. I'm on Lasix." And so I followed his instructions and I took it this morning. And I thought, you know what? I'll probably have to pee a lot this afternoon.
Yes.
I took one this morning when I got up a little before 7. I peed at 8. I peed at 8:30, and I peed right before I left to come here. I couldn't make it into the studio. I had to stop at a McDonald's and pee this morning. And I'm talking about like pain.
Urgency.
Pain, urgency. Then from McLean to Washington, D.C., 8 miles, had to pee again when I got here, to a point where when I pulled into the parking lot, I said to my dad, "I got to go.
Yeah.
I got to pee."
No small talk, man. No.
And I had to pee again just now. So I don't know what to do, if I need to stop drinking fluid altogether until I, you know, just expend everything that's in my body. I've never been on this medication before. But you know what? He said, "You're going to pee like a racehorse."
Wow.
And I said, "What do you mean, standing up? I'll try anything once." So you know what? We're all getting older. We're all falling apart. And it, somehow it makes me feel good that you're gaining weight.
I don't know what to do. I'm going to lose the weight because that's just something I have to do regardless.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it stinks. It just gets harder and harder as you get older.
It does. And I think we are a more sit-still society than even, you know, 20, 30 years ago. Yeah. It makes it easier to put the weight on. I don't know how I've managed to stay so rail thin. Lucky, I guess. Good genes.
Are you on any type of diet now?
No.
Oh, come on,
man. What do you mean? You know what? This all this pee, I'm going to be down 5 pounds before the end of the day. That's going to be fantastic.
Time to get a burger.
That's right. Hey.
Five Guys, here we come. I've earned it.
Cheese and bacon. And now here's Oscar Santana to tell you a little something.
Yes, it's not just about us. It's about the community. As you see, the Charity
Great
Hockey Classic
segue.
Is back. The 6th annual Charity Hockey Classic. That's Saturday, October 25th at the Kettler Capitals Iceplex in Arlington, Virginia. The doors open at 11:30 a.m. It's going to be a great afternoon of hockey that benefits an important cause, the Children's National Healthcare System. As you know them very well.
I do. They are all great people, and they get kids through horrible situations with flying colors.
Children's National improves the health of children all around the world, as Rob mentioned. So come have a blast. Make a difference with us. Hang with the Caps official mascot, Slapshot, the Red Rockers. They are beautiful.
Hot.
And members of the TMOS family will be there coaching.
Yes.
It's a great afternoon, and kids are admitted for free. And what's also great, last time we did this,
yeah.
I see all those kids out there. They'll see what people do. Like on their afternoon when they're not working, they're just doing something special.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. It makes them real.
They'll enjoy it. Again, the details are at charityhockeyclassic.com. Charityhockeyclassic.com. Check it out. We'll see you there.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey, this is Tony Perkins.
Hey, this is Marlon Perkins.
No, it's not. It's Gary Stein. And on this edition of our show, comedian Chris Paul.
I love him.
He is one of the funniest guys I've ever met.
Is his mother Mrs. Paul?
Yes, the famous fish stick woman.
Wow.
Wait till we talk to him about that. Also, we'll pay our respects to Creaky the Clown.
Somber moment.
Monday on the Tony Perkins Show.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Allergies are horrible.
What you don't know is, and you won't hear, fortunately for you, is that I blew my nose so bad during Tony's promo that it was audible.
Yes.
And
really
everybody
was.
Said, "What are you doing, you jerk?"
All right.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, small business owners, listen up. We are so happy about our relationship with Vistaprint.com. You know, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99. when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. You heard me right, just $9.99 for 500 business cards. The people at Vistaprint just get better and better. Vistaprint makes it easy to create a card that's right for you. Pick from tons of designs, add your info, and you're on your way to a card that's perfect for you. They are fun to create. You can even upgrade to their signature stock or add a fancy finish or even raised print. Your cards will look fantastic. Vistaprint also offers tons of other products, too, from marketing materials to custom apparel, even holiday cards, calendars, and gifts. Plus, all of their products are 100% guaranteed. If you're not happy, Vistaprint will make it right. I have had that happen to myself, and they do it every time. 500 business cards on sale for just $9.99. There's never been a better time to professionally promote your business. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code TMOS to get this offer.
Thank you, Mike. And we are back, MichaelBarryShow.com. I'm having a decent day. You're having a decent day?
I'm having a fantabulous day.
How is Amanda Bynes' day?
Oh, not so good.
Now, you're following this live on the Twitter. They call it the Twitter sphere?
Or,
the Twitterverse?
Twitterverse. It's painful when you say it for some reason, right, Rofo?
Well, I don't care for the Twitter.
No good.
It's like when an old man says...
You sound like Frankenstein.
I heard...
No good.
When you've got a guy... No. Not an old man. When you've got a guy that grew up in the 60s, right?
Right.
And I don't get this too much, but I'll get this once in a while and be like, I heard... And he'll either be on TV...
Sure.
On some like sex talk show, and then he'll be like, I heard they're shaving down there. And you're like, whoa! Like, why does that feel creepier to me than anything else?
That's very true.
Right?
It can't be
There's
as creepy.
No hair.
I mean, that is creepy, but you can't approximate that of me saying Twitterverse. That
well, the razor was invented in 1988.
Oh,
yeah. So,
there you go. Appreciate that.
No good.
I know, but you're just not a big Twitter guy.
No,
right?
You know what? I don't understand it.
Well, it's so strange because out of all the guys in this room, you'd be the best at it.
Really?
Yes, because you have a lot to say, and you just say it on Facebook, and it's linked to your Twitter. And when you have an account that's linked to Twitter,
right?
It's almost like people wouldn't even read your posts because they just know you're being lazy about actually posting.
Because you really have to focus on Twitter.
Yeah, it's because they're hyper messages. It's like it's a land of me or maybe you,
right,
to the 10th degree.
But the thing is, I go onto Twitter and I do tweet at least once a week for the cake and cookies. But I go in there and then there's sometimes it's me, sometimes it's other people. There's direct messaging. There's retweets.
Well, we don't have all day. So,
you're right.
But we only
have 144 characters.
But I believe that you would love it. If anything, if you wanted to connect with a celebrity that maybe isn't as big as a celebrity these days,
right?
But you still love them.
Someone on the down low?
Yes.
You see, the problem is any celebrity I care about does not have a mobile phone and therefore is not on
the
Twitter.
The odds of them answering your tweet are much higher than anywhere else.
You see Jerry texting? I don't think Jerry Lewis does a lot of work.
At least Jerry's guy might tweet you back. You know what?
Yeah,
do me a favor.
Rick Sapphire.
Yeah.
I know.
Have you tweeted him?
Had the pleasure.
What's that?
Have you tweeted him?
Rick Sapphire?
Yes.
No, I just talked to him on the phone.
Oh, do me a favor. Tweet Jerry directly and say, we're trying to book you on this nationally syndicated program. What's a story? Like, what do we have to do to get this done? We want to promote your show.
All right, yeah,
just
yeah,
tweet
yeah.
him.
Yeah, yeah.
Tweet
okay.
him, right?
Keep in mind, Rick Sapphire, not just Jerry's representation, also a magician.
Tweet him from the Michael Maris Show account.
Yeah,
like,
okay,
give him a lot of guff.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay, yeah. Nice.
All right, perfect. But Amanda Bynes has gone to Twitter, and this is as of 12/16 on October 10th. Happy birthday, Mom, by the way.
Hey, really?
Yes, it is her birthday today.
Oh, wow. 40 years old.
65. Mom, you don't look a day over 60.
Wow.
Looking good.
Wow.
Keep it real.
Social Security?
No. She's still doing her thing. Still
is
working.
Is she really working?
I think she's working until she's 70, she says.
Then you get bigger premiums, I think, if you
I
hold
guess.
Off on it.
Or
yeah.
you just want to complain all the time and say you're working
well,
all the time.
Well, she'll complain no matter what.
I worked till 9 o'clock. Did you? It's your choice, lady. I got to go. All right. Moving on. That was all in Spanish, by the way.
And you can tweet her as well, Rofo.
Okay. Amanda Bynes starts her day off in a very bad way because it seems like she has some self-hate, some image issues.
Okay.
As she tweets out that she needs help looking pretty about an hour ago.
Who hasn't tweeted that? And keep in mind, it's early. It's early for her because if it's an hour ago, it's like 7:30 or 8
yeah,
o'clock.
Or she's in New York right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay. Yes. I thought she was on L.A. time.
No.
Hollywood on the 20.
She writes, F it. I just need a tremendous amount of facial surgery as she's alluding to the tabloids and how they always take horrible pictures of her.
Sure. Do you get the impression when someone tweets relatively early on a Friday and it's something like that deep,
yeah,
it might still be Thursday night to
maybe.
Them? Like maybe they're sort of rolling on
it's an
through.
An episode of Breaking Bad.
Yeah, she's emptied the bottle and she's watched Kathy Lee and Regis or whatever show
right,
she watches.
Right, yeah, Amanda
and,
Bender.
And then she says, now is the time to talk to my fans.
Do you have any touching music? Because this is mental health.
I think so.
To,
I think,
right?
Let me give me a second.
Something that I could go through. And again, if you're new to this, Amanda Bynes, a very successful child star. That
she
really,
was on the show All That, mm-hmm.
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes. That
was
she had that called? Soccer film.
Not Ladybugs. That
not
was
Ladybugs.
Rodney's.
What was the other one that she had?
There's a song about it. The theme song was the actual song.
Somebody pull that up. Tell me what the... It was actually one of the most popular... Channing Tatum's in that movie, if you can believe it or not.
Really?
As a young soccer player, yeah.
Wow.
But she had a great career. She had a bunch of TV movies. She was First Daughter, if I'm not mistaken. A lot of Disney movies. And she just didn't make the transition into being an adult actor.
Understood.
Even though she was in her early 20s. That being said... I don't know if it's fall from grace or bad parenting or what happened. She ended up having a substance abuse problem. She's gone to rehab multiple times.
Right.
And she's doing what happened to Britney Spears when she had a complete mental breakdown.
Sure.
The only difference is that she's not, her family isn't getting a conservatorship. How do you pronounce that?
Conservatorship?
Conservatorship? Is that even a word? A conservatorship.
That's what it is.
Yes. Try to clean that up, Pony. a conservatorship of Amanda. So nobody's looking out for her except for herself, and she still has access to a little over $1.4 million.
And you know what, though? But the thing is that's not Britney money. Didn't Britney have more money than that?
She did, but you can still stop someone from hurting themselves and,
true enough,
and
true
treating
enough.
Themselves.
She has what I like about you money.
Yeah. Okay, so as we get into this.
Right.
And this could be in response, is all alleged, because this could be in response to her, apparently, according to TMZ, as of 20 minutes ago, her parents are trying to get some sort of control over her and her finances.
Sure. But this right is what now, the first thing they should do is just take her phone away.
I want someone to tackle her.
Yeah.
This is what she writes. It's time I tell you the truth about my dad.
Uh-oh.
He called me ugly as a child and then asked me if I wanted to have sex with him. And I did not know how to respond, and I said no. And then I was forced to live with my dad, which was a total nightmare. By the way, heavy retweets. Heavy. My dad
Did you retweet it?
No. I'm not into this.
Self-control.
Though she has almost 4,000 retweets. I'm jealous. My dad fondled himself in front of me many times.
Please. A little respect.
I don't think this happened. This is all alleged.
Very alleged.
This is coming from a drug-addled child star.
Thank you. And I love any time you can use the word drug-addled.
My dad fondled himself in front of me many times. And then I started recording him on my phone in hopes of catching him saying or doing something inappropriate around me so I could get him arrested and put him in jail for the rest of his perverted life. My mom knows that my father's literally and physically incestual towards his father. I mean, towards his daughter. And the fact that she never called the police on him embarrasses me on the end. And by the way, I'm reading this not because I can't read this way. It's because they're all tweets.
I see.
It's pretty bad.
Written that way.
So today I'm meeting her and the lawyer to get a restraining order against my dad.
That's a lucky lawyer that gets to take this meeting today.
I cannot hear the sound of his incestually charged voice ever again. And I'm just being honest.
I wonder what an incestually charged voice sounds like.
Hello.
I will not be manipulated or brainwashed by anyone anymore. So let me live my own life free of unhappiness and misery. Now, this is sad.
Okay.
So call me what you want, but please don't call me crazy or insane, because that's just a joke.
So you can call her drug-addled? She didn't specify that one.
Okay. She's got 3 million plus followers on Twitter.
Wow.
But, I mean, what are the odds this is really true? And if it is, clearly I'll apologize. But it seems to me that she is clearly laying the groundwork
to try and get her money
to get complete control.
And this is probably the best play for her own money since she set the driveway on fire.
Right?
She's the one that burned a driveway, right?
Yeah.
I don't even know that asphalt could burn, and she figured out a way. So she has her talents. So are you following this on Twitter?
Yeah.
And we'll see something quick. You know, the thing is years ago, something like this would take years to simmer to the top and could probably be covered and never even leaked to the world. But she gets on Twitter and 3 million people see it.
Oh, that's direct access. I'm hoping about 30 minutes ago, which was her last tweet, that someone tackled her.
Yeah, you're almost going to have to.
Or went in there with a little EMP and said, no more! You get no more access to the outside world.
Now, if you retweeted, is there any chance you can get her money?
No.
All right, let's stay uninvolved.
No, lessons I learned here, I guess, is if you're on the brink, this is not the best way to set the groundwork.
No, you don't use Twitter.
If you're
going to
make allegations, this is Charlie Sheen territory.
Oh, it's true enough, yeah.
That's where he went to tell everybody in the world that he's lost it.
And he had tiger blood.
Yeah. Winning. Amanda Bynes losing.
Yeah, call Mandingo.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back right after this.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show with Oscar and Rob. You know, in 72 hours, you could have $35,000 to cover your needs. So what will you do? They know what you can do and prosper. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, start a business, do that home improvement project. I did a home improvement project, and that's when you need the money and you need it fast. With Prosper, it's never been easier. Go online, answer a few questions, and see your low fixed rate in seconds. The money hits your account in as few as 3 days. Prosper is the fastest growing peer-to-peer lender with over $1 billion in loans to people just like you. Their revolutionary platform connects people looking to borrow money with those who have money to invest. There's no outrageous fees, no raising interest rates, and you'll never set foot in a bank. Just go to prosper.com/TMOS to check your rate instantly without affecting your credit score. For a limited time, Prosper is offering our listeners a $50 Visa prepaid gift card when you get a loan. Just go to prosper.com/TMOS. Up to $35,000 in just 3 days and a $50 gift card at prosper.com/TMOS. Other restrictions apply. See site for details. Gift card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida pursuant to licensing from Visa USA Incorporated. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thank you, Mike. And we are back. You know, Oscar, I bet we know each other pretty well.
Chess.
But something about me that you don't know is that I do have a small trace of my makeup. I'm fairly handy. I can do, as long as as long as I don't bite off more than I can chew, I can some stuff done.
That's tough. It's true.
You're
about
excessively
Rob.
Handy. And you yes. see, what the thing is that
you
separates
have more
us,
knowledge. It's, I will, if I don't know how to do something, I will learn how to do it.
You see, that's the thing is you have a more of a gutsy handyman thing where if you want something done, you'll go out and figure it out and do it.
Yes.
I have to sort of have a ground.
Well, you don't want to go out and figure out and do it.
Well, I did a project this weekend that I'm kind of proud of, and
it
resulted in something that was pretty funny.
Ooh.
In the past, have you ever, in your little efficiency, your 400 square foot apartment.
My little guy.
Do you have your own washer dryer or do you use a
we
community
do.
Washer dryer?
And you know what they do? They barely work. You know why?
Why?
Because when these new washer and dryers that they try to sell you is like, oh, it's so brand new, blah, blah, blah. They have no exhaust.
Aha, the dryer has no exhaust.
So the dryer has no exhaust.
So where does the heat go? Where does the hot air blow?
So that's what I don't understand either, right? There's no exhaust to it. There's nothing like into the wall that goes to the ceiling.
So it's just connected with a plug?
Yeah, so they have
it?
A lot of these brand new condos. I remember my mom's dryer.
Is it a microwave? Are you sure it's not a microwave?
No.
Somewhere.
Yeah, because it's the hot air is blowing in. It's got to. Does it go out into your house?
Oh, it gets warm when we do the dryer.
Oh my god, I can only imagine.
So it's fine in the winter because you're like, let's get a little cozy in here, right?
Yeah.
Who needs a fireplace when you've got a dryer?
Yeah, you know what, honey? We're gonna back burner that wood burning stove. We're just gonna do a load of whites.
So to make a long story short, we have these efficiency washer dryers. The washer works fine.
Sure.
The dryer takes forever. It's like 10 times, right?
Okay.
It's like what you would have if you grew up in a single family home and birds would make little nests in your exhaust.
Exactly.
You'd have to go out and pull out. It's like we don't have the exhaust, so we have the same problem. But I don't know why they keep going around saying, this is just as good as before.
But it's not.
No. It's not.
But you see, I think that's the price you pay because I bet when they built your apartment complex, there was community washer dryers.
Yes.
And the individual
quarters
units.
For days.
Yeah, and the individual units doesn't have, don't have the structure
they
to
had
put
to build
an exhaust.
It in. They had to build them. It's a whole thing. It's my fault for living in a horrible building.
Well, I think you're doing just fine. And so the in the last house Carrie and I had, we one time had to bring a repairman out because our dryer was taking forever. Now, you can sometimes dry a load of clothes 48, 50 minutes. It was taking like an hour and a half, 2 hours to dry a
lot
load of clothes.
Electricidad.
Exactly. Your mom would hate it.
No.
So we called in the repairman, and he said, well, here's your problem. And he took off the exhaust hose, you know, and it's like a foil accordion hose.
Yeah.
And he says, you've got a lot of lint that has sort of lodged itself in here. And he just foomed and pulled it out.
And you're good to go.
And we were good to go.
That's awesome.
And he says, and by the way.
You didn't think to look at that?
I didn't. I mean, I'd never thought of it before.
Boo.
But this will play into the second part of the story.
Yeah.
Act two.
Okay.
He said, also, your exhaust hose is way too long. I said, well, what do you mean? He says, well, look, you've got 6 feet of hose here. How far do you ever need to move your dryer if you're going to pull it out?
True.
He said, all you need is like a foot and a half. That's just extra pipe that Lint is going to live in. I said, you know what? Good point. He said, are you going to fix it? I said, nope, we're renting. And I said, see you later.
Uh-huh.
So now we own our home.
Yes.
The American dream. And we noticed that our dryer is slowing down a little bit. And I go, aha, you know what, Carrie? We've had this problem before. We can fix this.
This isn't handy. This is common sense.
No, but wait, it gets better because I think you're going to like it.
Here
so
we go
and we pull the dryer out, and guess what? We still have 6 to 8 feet of expanded foil hose because the people that installed it didn't care because, you know, the hose is coming a standard length.
Yeah, why would you go ahead and cut it up again?
So we took it off. I cut it down to the proper length, pulled out lint and yuck and all that vuch. Got all that
book
out of there.
$50.
Exactly. And you know what? Hooked it up and the dryer's running okay. And I said, you know what though? If there's lint in the hose, I bet there's lint in the pipe that goes down to the floor and out the back of the house.
Oh, absolutely.
So we start reaching down and try to, but we can't get at it.
Do you use a hanger?
Tried the hanger, couldn't get more. So I said, you know what? The vacuum. So we get the vacuum. No. And
what kind of vacuum do you have?
It's a Miele.
Does it have, is it bagless?
No, it has got a bag, but what it is, it's a tank vacuum.
Oh, okay, I got
So we take off the floor piece, and we're running the, you know, and there's like a 3 feet hunk of pipe a 3 feet hunk of pipe, and then the flexible hose. And we start trying to work it down there, but it bends right away, so there's no way to get at it. And I'm thinking, I said, Carrie, if we had that much lint in the pipe, there's got to be stuff in the, and I'll call it plumbing, even though it's not plumbing, that leads to outside.
Or the exhaust.
Right, the exhaust. I said, there's got to be stuff down there. And Carrie says, you know what? He said, we don't want to suck it out. We want to blow it out. And I said, we have a shop vac. And the shop vac, you can actually use the exhaust.
Yeah, it does a blower.
Right. But you know what's even better than that we
why
have?
Why wouldn't you use the shop vac as the actual vacuum to suck up?
But wait. I said, you know what has more power than the shop vac blower? We have a leaf blower.
Oh,
and so.
The dumb and dumber.
Gas or electric?
It's electric. Thank God. So
God.
We bring it. And here's the thing is while we're doing this, the laundry room is approximately, the floor is about the size of an iPad 6 Plus, iPhone 6 Plus. It's tiny. So with the dryer out, Carrie is having to climb over and back to get in there. The kids are in their rooms with the door shut because they start seeing stuff getting done. They hide. Because they, you know what? All they think is that if we're in a line of sight,
to help.
We're going to have to help. Yeah. So I, you know, when the dryer moves, I hear door, clunk. They're in their room. They hear nothing. So I go down and I get the sign of any great home repair, the big orange extension cord. You know the one.
What's
I mean.
The difference, though, between blowing and sucking? You know what it is?
What?
It's that if you suck it all out, you have to clean out the trash can. You guys
were
trying to do no cleanup and just throw it out
far
into the
from
environment.
It. But I get the leaf blower. And, you know, when you're using a leaf blower outside, you don't realize the sheer volume of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's loud. And then you put it in a little room like that. So we get it in there, and Carrie hops over the dryer yet again. We plug in, she jams the thing down in there.
It's like Homer Simpson.
And she puts it, turns it on. We hear, and then the kids come out. Because we're about 10 feet from their bedroom.
Yes.
I said, is everything okay? I said, Mom is fine. Go back to your rooms. And I said, Carrie, it's awful loud. She says, it's on low. I said, let's try it on high.
Yeah.
I said, so we go from bah to bah. And I asked her, I said, how's it look? She says, I can't see anything. And it makes sense because all she's doing is blowing air down a pipe.
Yeah.
I said, okay, let me go outside and check. So while she's blowing, I go down the stairs and it feeds out right over our deck.
Yeah.
And I go outside. Linus is with me because something's up and the dog wants to be a part of it. The deck looks like a winter wonderland.
Did you blow out nests?
No, there was no animal, no insects or anything. But I swear to you, there was 2 inches of accumulation, a drifting lint. And Linus is out of his mind because he thinks it's snowing.
Yeah.
So he's running around and doing the thing that a dog does when he puts his cheek on the ground and runs against it. He's playing in the lint and starting to eat it. And I say, no. And I say, you can't eat that.
That's all rayon, Linus.
It's all hunks of clothing. And so now it takes about 10 seconds from playing to the greatest dog sneezes you've ever seen. You know, where their whole body shake. And then I look up, and all that we've blown out is the little fluffy, festive winter wonderland lint.
Yeah.
I look up in the outtake part of the thing that's in the wall, and it's starting to almost gurgle out in like big hunks, like almost like an I Love Lucy episode. Like you're expecting just like little bits of stuff, but it's coming out in stuff that looks like loaves of gray bread. It's coming out. And so I go up to Carrie, and that's the other thing is that on the deck, you also hear the leaf blower.
Yes.
Because I can't yell up to her because all the sound is coming down the pipe. So I go back up to her. I say, stop it. Stop it. She says, it's not doing any good, is it? I said, doing any good?
We've got a new dryer, lady.
I think you've got yourself a new career. Never been able to get her to blow anything in the past. Oh, and then, really? And
it's tool time at the Speewax.
Yeah.
That was a joke.
Thanks for underscoring it. So she says, but the problem is that now all the big hunks of lint are sort of,
it's a bigger mess.
It is.
The bigger mess.
So we go and I said, you know what we need is a wire hanger. And so we start trying to get the stuff out. But when you undo a hanger, it becomes so wiggly. Yeah. You know, you lose all sort of structure. So our broom handle is empty.
Mm-hmm.
So we feed the coat hanger down the broom handle and just leave the hook up.
Yes.
And I bet we pulled out, I would say, the equivalent of a half a bushel of garbage out of that thing. But it felt great.
Well, yeah, it's like you're cleaning out something that would have cost a good $300 in manpower and
exactly.
time to save some money. You did it yourself.
And it was, I have to admit, it was pretty cool to see all the stuff blowing around out there.
What the beautiful part, look, you should never do anything electrical on your own. You'll hurt yourself.
Yeah. Well, I feel bad now that before Carrie plugged in the thing to blow it down there, I had her standing in a bucket of salt water. I see in the past where this might have been a bad move.
You could fix an emergency that you thought you could never touch before simply by typing in that emergency into YouTube.
Somebody
has made a video about
exactly.
it. And people will make fun of you and they'll say you won't do it right, but there are some things you can do. You save yourself some time. I'm sure that you're beaming with pride. You said, we fixed this.
We did. And we also made it look like snow, gray snow. And it smelled so nice out there because everything smelled like a dryer sheet.
I hung a ceiling fan in a similar way, right?
Ceiling fans are a bitch to install.
They're the worst, but we were able to do that simply by watching a YouTube video.
The hardest part, did you have trouble balancing it? Ceiling fan is the worst.
Actually, it was so bad that what I would do, because my place is so small, is I would put the fan in during the summers and then take it down during every season.
Really?
Because it was just, it's so low, it hangs so
low,
it's a whole thing.
Right.
So this year, I think this is the second year ongoing that it's just sitting there. The fan is, because I'm like, I'm not doing that ever again.
No, it's
twice
horrible.
Was enough.
Anytime you have to do an install that involves electricity, and I've done light switches and I've done stuff outside and inside, and they make it very simple as far as wiring. It's basically three wires, and I live in a relatively modern house now. I lived in a very old house for many years that every time you move the wire, the insulation would crack and fall off, and all you'd see is copper.
Yeah.
So you didn't touch anything if you didn't have to.
Yes.
But nowadays, it's real easy. The problem with a ceiling fan, everything is above your head, and you have to hold it, and your arms get tired, and it just adds.
Tough.
It is. It's very
unless
very
you
tough.
Have like a scaffolding that's set up, and you can lay down and work on it. No, you've got to hold that thing, and there are muscles that we've never used before.
That's true. You know? That's very true.
They involve things holding stuff on top of our head.
Well, as a rule, we come from cavemen, and most caves didn't have ceiling fans.
How's the dryer running now?
Like aces. And the thing that is so great is I looked at it, and now for the hot air to used to have to make the trip, it would have to travel up and around and over, and of course the lint was going to get caught in there.
Modern-day appliances, especially if you've bought one in the last 5 years, they will last you like a lifetime.
Yeah.
A lifetime.
Or not.
Oh, why?
My refrigerator is
look, to be fair, your refrigerator out of most households gets a lot of work.
Oh, and also I was stupid. I bought a scratch and dent. Never again.
Oh, yeah.
Never again.
Hey, guys. Yeah. Hey. I got that deal. Put a magnet over the scratch. Nobody knew.
Hey, but you know what? If you remember the detail of the magnet, you are into the story. And it was a great deal.
I
but
just
the
said,
problem
this
is,
man is so cheap.
I'm not.
He bought a used refrigerator.
I wanted. It wasn't that I was cheap. You know what? I set my eyes on a refrigerator more than I really should have had. It was a high-end joint, and that's why I saved the money. And it allowed me to have a French door refrigerator with the bottom freezer.
Was it in line with the counter?
It was. No, you know what? It's cut out.
That's the big thing now.
Yeah.
No, we don't live in that neighborhood.
No, but that's what you get.
I know.
Mine's not an inline, but everyone's like, you should get inline. I said, hey, you want to buy a freezer?
Exactly.
There's a friend of mine, I won't mention his name, but he's got You've seen the Sub-Zero fridge?
Sure. Does he drive? Does he drive an electric car? This friend?
No. Not that friend. Different friend. Yeah. And he's got the biggest Sub-Zero fridge I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
The type of Sub-Zero. And if you don't know about these fridges, you shouldn't, because God bless you if you do. They're like $20,000, $30,000, $40,000,
$50,000
fridges.
Exactly. Yeah, it's God, like buying a house. Damn.
So I remember walking up to his fridge and grabbing both sides to open it up because I thought it's cartoon size,
of
right?
Of course, yeah.
And they're so big and so huge. And what is their claim to fame?
They are restaurant grade refrigerators, beautiful to look at. It's the marble countertop of refrigerators. Okay. It's what it is.
I always thought that I could barely open the door. It was sealed like a vacuum.
Well, keep in mind, that's a great way to keep food fresh.
Yeah. No.
By never looking at it.
But I could barely pull it open. It was like,
yeah. Well, we live near.
What is a Sub-Zero? Let me look at this.
We live near an affluent suburb. Mm. I won't say that I'm in an affluent suburb, but we live near, and we have some friends, and one of them has the refrigerator with glass doors.
Oh, yeah, very nice.
That's like
they look really good.
The entire thing?
Yeah, it's like looking at a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, yeah.
And
But you have to be so clean.
Yeah, you do. You have to be very straight on that. And so one of our friends said, oh, that's very, very nice. And they said, yeah, we looked at it, but we went with the one that had the television.
What is it, the wine friends?
Of course, you need to
Why
put a television.
Why am I hating your friends?
No.
Sub-Zero appliances, I see there's a lot of people that claim this. I don't see the actual brand name and how much it costs.
Well, you see, if you have to ask, you can't afford it. Yeah.
Just like a ZJ.
What's a ZJ?
Precisely. You can't afford it. So we will probably have to ultimately replace our... And you know what? That's the other thing I found out.
Yes.
Go
on Amazon. I got my fridge on Amazon.
We're going to go through Amazon.
Got a better price on Amazon. My contractor was selling me a fridge when I got my condo done 4 years ago. And he's like, hey, these are the fridges we've chosen. And I said, one, why would I buy a fridge through you?
Exactly.
And then two, I went to Amazon. It was $500 less than they were charging me. And they said they were giving me their market price.
Oh, it's always a market price.
Yeah, they're like, well, this is what our whole... Oh, no, they were giving me a wholesale price on the fridge. And I sent him the link to the Amazon through our page. And right. I said, hey...
What about this?
I was like, what about this guy? It's got like more space. It actually fits into because I measured it out myself, and he goes, oh, we hadn't seen that model. That wasn't offered to us.
Liar. Yeah. Liar.
And I said,
liar,
I'll
liar.
Buy the fridge on my own, and I won't amortize it for 30 years.
Yeah, so you're good. Now, we are going to go through Amazon, but the thing that I found out is that what we bought was an LG. And you know what? Life's good. They've got a wonderful ad campaign. But the thing is I didn't realize this. It's a Korean company.
What's wrong with that?
Well, they don't give you parts in America, and they have a notorious reputation for even if you send them the part number, they will send you the wrong part.
Oh, no.
I spoke to three different refrigerator repair people, and they said, I wouldn't touch your refrigerator if you asked me to.
Wow.
I can't deal with their department. They're notorious for it.
So who's your go-to?
The go-to would be an American company like a Whirlpool, a Maytag, or a General Electric.
Oh. General Electric, is that still American? Didn't they just get bought out?
I don't know, but I don't...
Yeah, they're not American anymore.
Who bought them? Is it someone that we fought with the war?
Yeah, you might have an issue with this.
Well, find out for me.
I'm going to find out
right now. Please do, and we will...
GE, though, great brand.
Oh, love it.
Lasts you forever.
Of course.
I am actually seeing refrigerators here with webcams built in so you can look at the contents of your fridge from the grocery store. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I don't need a webcam to know that I'm out of money. That's the thing. So we will take a break. Come back. Hey, Oscar Rotzi.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
All your late-breaking Amanda Bynes news after this. We'll be back in a moment. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Show Bonus Hour, a little food, a little talk of our fathers and how we differ from them. All that and more coming up on this week's Mike O'Mara Show Bonus Hour right here.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Bonus.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by FanDuel.com. It's been a tough year for fantasy football players. Lots of surprises, lots of suspensions, injuries, just plain disappointment. And now here's my general manager, Mr. Robert Ford, to tell us, on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you, my boy, in our FanDuel team this week?
Mike, I give it a solid 11, maybe even a 12. This week is looking great. We're looking at Russell Wilson. He has a hot hand. He is going to be great facing up with Dallas. He'll get us a lot of points. The Giants' backup running back, Andre Williams, he's a cheap pick. talked about him a little bit yesterday.
All right, also, that's enough. I'm tired of hearing you talk. FanDuel.com has no season-long commitment, no upfront fees. Entry fees start at just $1, and the money is real. FanDuel is paying out more than $10 million every single week this NFL season. So get started today and win. W-I-N. Win, baby, win. Just click the microphone in the upper right hand and use the code TMOS. The first 50 to use the TMOS code get their deposit matched up to $200. This offer ends soon. FanDuel.com, where every week is a brand new season. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today.
Ah, yes. And you know what I love about Fridays? It's not the weekend. It's the fact that it is time for all the e-news that you need. It's Oscar Rotzi.
Rob, gentlemen in the room, what's going on? What up? GE was bought by Electrolux, a Swedish company.
You know what? I'll take Sweden.
Can't go wrong there.
Sounds like a movie with Peter Sellers, doesn't it? I'll take Sweden.
Guys, I got some sporting news and Hollywood news today. Did you know that the NFL has banned all of their athletes from wearing any headphones outside of the Bose headphones? Because Bose signed a contract with the NFL to be the official headphone and audio sponsor.
Now, what about the Motorola headsets that the coaches wear? Are they still allowed to do that?
This is specifically
is this just for audio
for the players.
Okay.
Especially during their press conferences, they are banned. It's from what I can tell here, it's 2 to 3 hours before the game, and then 2 to 3 hours after the game. So
I
you can't
no
catch them
idea.
Walking in, driving into the stadium, or be at their press conferences after the game.
I had no idea, but you know what? I am so not surprised. It sounds very typical NFL.
Beats, recently acquired by Apple, apparently is stepping up to the plate as far as their endorsers. Colin Kaepernick is one of their main endorsers.
Right, right.
And at this past this week's after their win at their press conference, Colin was wearing the pink Beats for Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And he was fined $10,000.
You're kidding me.
Keep this in mind here. He was fined $10,000. Your average first offense fine is $1,732 if you don't maintain the dress code.
Right.
This is a $10,000 fine.
Wow.
That was handed down to him. Now, the Beats company is allegedly going to pay for this fine as they have in the past. Under Armour has done this in the past with other athletes.
Sure.
But the fact that you can be fined $10,000 simply by, one, wearing pink headphones for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and two, wearing the wrong brand. It shows you not to mess with NFL's money.
If the NFL does not take that 10 grand and throw it towards breast cancer research, they're horrible people.
Story just broke.
Horrible people.
Last night, so we'll find out what they do with it.
Excellent. Well,
also,
we shall see.
Know this. If you do the rest of the season, even if they spend $100,000 in fines in, let's say, Colin Kaepernick's or any of the athletes that they have currently endorsing Beats headphones, it'd be worth the press.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, the very fact, we've given them almost $200 worth right here.
I used to hate Beats. They're pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Moving on here, you can tell me more about this. I just, for some reason, I must have missed her. I watched her growing up, but I still didn't process who it's
Jan Hooks. She was, I think there are several really golden eras of Saturday Night Live. We are not in one right now. I say, obviously, the first cast, your Belushi and Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd was one. But Jan Hooks was on the cast that had John Lovitz, that had the amazing Phil Hartman, that had Dana Carvey.
I remember her playing Sinead O'Connor. I remember that.
And she was so funny and so well-regarded in her community. We'll have some tape of her in the vault.
Okay, perfect.
But the thing about her is she was such a utility player. She played so many things. She was funny when she was a supporter in a sketch. She was funny when she was a lead in a sketch. And it was a really great time. It was like any time you handed her something, she would hit it out of the park. And she did great on Designing Women. She had a show, an arc, I believe, on 30 Rock recently. And she was, well, I'm sure you
have the
details.
Age 57.
Too young.
Too young.
Way too young.
Absolutely too young.
And also, you know, so many of the great comedians, not all that attractive. I always thought she was pretty, and she brought a lot to the table. And the fact that she suffered with whatever this illness was, out of the public spotlight, I have to give her the nod of bravery, too. I feel so sorry that she's gone so suddenly and so young.
Again, R.I.P. Jan Hooks. We'll talk about that
in
the audio vault.
We will.
Moving on here, Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendez. One, I didn't know that they were, I knew they were dating. I didn't know that she was pregnant with his baby.
Oh, no, really?
There. Yeah. They revealed her baby's name, inspired by one of her movies.
Yeah, is it called Didn't Pull Out? Didn't Pull Out Gosling.
Gosling and Mendez named their first daughter Esmeralda Amanda. Esmeralda Amanda.
Great.
Which is really weird.
That's nice. The name sounds like a character on Bewitched.
I believe it is.
Yeah. Amada was the name of Eva's character in We Own the Night. And Esmeralda, well, maybe she's a big fan of the 90s Disney flick, The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Quasimodo.
Yeah, look at that. I know you'd like that.
you two, you know what? Just stop the music. You two have a weird relationship.
We're closer in entertainment value.
Yeah.
Because.
But there's just times when you look at each other and you
Hunchback
laugh.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame was a great movie when you were like younger. Mind
good.
You, in 96, I was going into my senior year. I still watched Disney movies when they came on, though.
Yeah, I went through a big gargoyle phase growing up. I was really into gargoyles.
Explains the haircut. So,
this is on the heels of course, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis with their daughter, Wyatt Isabel Kutcher.
Yeah.
So, different names. Esmeralda,
if you ever have a kid, have you ever thought about a name?
You know, I'd probably name, if it was a girl and whoever I was with signed off.
Yeah.
Tatiana.
That's my sister's
name.
A boy, so. Would you ever name it after yourself?
Oh, no.
I told Carrie.
Wadhams?
Wadhams. I told Carrie before we married, I said, now, if we ever have a son, it means a lot to me. I want him to be named after myself and my father because it would be the third. And she said, okay. And when she told her mom, she said, if we ever have a son, it's going to have to be named after Rob. She says, what's his middle name again? She said, Wadhams. Carrie's mom, and I quote, I'm sitting right there. Good God.
I mentioned this to Shannon after I found out your middle name was Wadhams.
Yes.
And she said, so what's little Robert's name? I said, Robert Wadhams III. And she said, well, you know, Spiewak III. And she said, why is he holding on to that horrible middle name? And I said, I don't know. I think it's something means something special to you.
Well, my father, I one time asked why I was a junior.
Yes.
He said revenge. And it lives on. It lives on.
Wadhams is, I mean, you
it's
can't
horrible.
Even do anything with that.
No, you can't.
It's a lot of work to change.
Hey, Waddy, you can't even do anything with that.
You can't. I love the fact that the name has lived on through three generations.
There
though.
You go.
But cool. Other than that, the name does suck. Thanks, Dad.
One more quick one. In the world of sports, Adrian Peterson admitted to smoking a little weed, and apparently he could fail the court-ordered drug test, according to court docs. This is what's strange. Okay.
Was he wearing pink headphones when he did it?
No. The child abuse situation is... sidelined him for the rest of the season, it looks
like. Of course,
like, right?
Of course.
And
maybe the rest of his life.
He's being paid.
Right.
So there's that. But on this end, as far as weed is concerned in this country, like, it's being legalized so much that they shouldn't throw him in jail for failing the drug test that a court mandates.
Right, right.
It's weed, for God's sake.
Exactly.
It's getting legalized here in D.C. for medical use.
It's not much beyond taking a few drinks.
Yeah.
But he shouldn't do it right before a test.
No, but this is what he smoked before this all happened. This is within 30 days.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Wow.
Think about how quickly that justice system moved.
Mm.
So, again, we'll find out what Adrian's fate is. I hope they don't. And look, I'm not a big weed guy, but I hope they don't get him. They don't put him in the pokey for that.
I see.
So that is Oscar Rotzi for today.
Thank you, my friend. And we'll do entertainment news.
Amanda Bynes still tweeting, by the way.
Good. We will keep you updated on that. We'll do the audio vault, and then we'll go spark up, okay? Back after this.
Hello, this is Matt Bloom. You know, Pony Boy. We wanted to bring some sizzle to the mailbag. So they brought me in, Mr. Excitement, to really get you guys riled up. If you want to get in on the red hot action, just send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with two B's. Or if you like mail, P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. I hate mail. It's too slow. I crave action. So if you have a question or comment, send it along. And now, time for a nap.
You know, no one enjoys that promo more than Matt Bloom.
I love it.
He lights up with pride.
One of the greatest.
Yeah, it was really top notch.
Tears of joy.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. Gather around, children. I want to tell you a little wonderful story. It's the story of Harry's. Harry's was started by two guys with a passion for creating better shaving experiences for all men. So how do they do it, you ask? I will tell you. Harry's bought a blade factory in Germany that's been crafting some of the world's highest quality blades for nearly a century. And a lot of my listeners have discovered how wonderful Harry's is. By cutting out the middleman, they can offer an amazing shave at a fraction of the price of drugstore brands. Check out the video about the factory on harrys.com. It's really cool. You'll love the starter set. For $15, you get the razor, you get three blades, you get your choice of Harry's shave cream or the new foaming shave gel. And as always, there's free shipping and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Go to harrys.com right now. Do it this weekend and Harry's will give you $5 off your first order. Just type in our code TMOS. That's HARRYS.com and enter coupon code TMOS at checkout for this limited time offer and change the way you shave forever.
It is the Mike O'Mara Show, and it is now time. Oh, you know what? I have to actually open it.
Ah.
The audio phone for your Friday. Today is, what is today?
Today is the 10th, October 10th.
The 10th of October 10th. Oh, and you know what? This Sunday, my anniversary.
Oh.
I'll need to get a card. I have to pick one of those up for the lady. You know how long?
How long?
17 years.
Man, congratulations.
No, 18. Oh, it's a lot. It's not 20, though.
Like, I sit here sometimes and I'm like, eh. 10 years may be a good run for anybody.
Yeah, you know what? I thought about that. But 10 years might be a good time to end it.
Congrats.
Thank you very much. I love you, Carrie. Now, back to Jan Hooks, who we mentioned in the entertainment news. I think the first time everyone was aware of her, she had a small but pivotal cameo in the movie Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Ooh.
Now, do you remember that the story was about him losing his bicycle?
Yes.
And he went to a fortune teller, and the fortune teller said, "It's in the basement of the Alamo."
Yeah.
So he travels to Texas, and the tour guide at the Alamo is the great Jan Hooks.
Hi, and welcome to the San Antonio Department of Parks and Recreation official Alamo tour. My name is Tina.
Excuse me, Tina, but can we go straight to
I'll tell you what, let's hold all questions until the end of the tour, okay? At this time, I'd like to conclude our tour, and I mean it. Y'all have been one of the greatest groups I have ever worked with, really. Okay, are there any questions? Yes.
Where's the basement?
Excuse me?
Aren't we going to see the basement?
There's no basement at the Alamo.
There's no basement at the Alamo.
I remember that scene.
And that was
classic.
Her, I think, my favorite character that she played on Saturday Night Live. It was with Nora Dunn. And it had, you know, there's been a lot of like lounge singing acts,
yes,
parodies on Saturday Night Live. The first one was Bill Murray, but I did love the Sweeney Sisters. This is from 1987, and I love it because they're doing a Paul Simon medley, but they're singing to Paul Simon, who is visibly uncomfortable in the scene.
We'd like to help you with your problem. To be free, there must be 50 ways to leave your lover. Just slip out the back,
Jack.
Just make a new plan,
Stan.
No need to be coy,
Roy.
Just listen to me. Just hop on the back,
Gus.
No need to discuss much.
Yeah.
Just drop off the key.
And, of course, all of their medleys ended by singing the trolley song.
Too young.
Yeah, 57 is way too young. And we will miss you, Jan Hooks. And I hope we find out what happened to her. The only thing I can hope is that the end was not filled with suffering. I hope it was an easy end for her because she brought so much joy to so many people. Sarah Silverman is funny. And she recently has taken on the cause of gender equality in wages.
Okay.
And she's done it in a very Sarah Silverman way. She put out a video discussing the fact that women make less money than men for the same jobs.
Women make up almost half the working population. Yet we typically earn just 78 cents to every dollar a man makes in almost every profession. Every year, the average woman loses around $11,000 to the wage gap. Over the course of the working years of her life, that's almost 500 grand. That's a $500,000 vagina tax. That's why I'm taking matters into my own hands. Well, somebody else's hands, really. Dr. Goldstein. Or is it Goldstein?
O'Malley.
I'm becoming a dude. In the grand scheme of things, it's way less expensive than the money I'll lose having a
I love her.
Wow.
I love her. I think she's very funny. Obviously, she's not getting a sex change. It's just a joke. You know, the other day I was talking to Pink Floyd.
With
Here we go. my good friends Pink Floyd, and I'm talking to them, and they say, Rob, you don't like us. I say, I don't like you as musicians, but as people, I like you. Mm-hmm. So I'm on the phone with Pink Floyd. It's a guy. And I say, let me talk to David Gilmour. And it turns out they've got this album coming out. I think it's their first in about 20 years. They say this will be their last project. That was from the new album. Here's David Gilmour.
This is the last thing that will be out from us. I'm pretty certain that there will not be any sort of a follow-up. And Polly, my wife, thought this was that would be a very good lyrical idea to go out on. It's a shame that this is the end.
It really surprises me that someone that sounds so enthusiastic would be ending their career.
Yeah, but think about what he's talking about. He's talking about the last piece of work.
As a group. It is.
And there is so much raw emotion. Look, it's, you know, you probably do hundreds of these interviews, but when you're talking about that, it almost seems like he's pausing and thinking about it. He's like, holy yes. Like, this,
he's making
this
the realization. Yeah.
This is it.
And they've been around for a long time, and I know they have a tremendous fan base. So I hope for the people that are Pink Floyd enthusiasts.
The quality comes out the way it should be.
I hope it's a great last album. You know, the Beatles, I know that you'll roll your eyes, but they made the Let It Be album, and they all hated it. And they said, come on, let's not end this way. And they went in and made Abbey Road after Let It Be, and they made an album that is sensational that they all love.
It's like when Eminem put out that one garbage album, and he finally came back and had some hits with Rihanna.
Remember that? Yeah. I like when Eminem got fat. I liked that.
And that's when he put out that garbage album.
And speaking of which, I hope everyone's okay. There was a fire in the suburbs of Richmond in the past week. It was a crematorium. Now, you would think that a crematorium would never burn down. No. But the problem is it overheated. Now, I've heard two sources. One says that the body that they were burning was 500 pounds. One says that the body was 800 pounds. And because of the extraordinary size of the body, a vessel used to burn flesh actually overheated and it caused the roof is on fire. It caused damage and everything. For the sake of this story though, let's say it was 800 pounds.
Fire crews say employees were cremating a body when the fire broke out. They say that body was rather large, which caused
how fat was he?
And the fire ended up spreading onto the roof of this building. Crews say three people were inside the building, but they managed to get out safely, and fire crews were able to get the flames under control shortly after they arrived.
It's like putting a big turkey in an oven.
I wonder how the guy died. You think it was choking?
Does the family get a refund back on the urn plan?
I don't know.
Mixed ashes.
It's Urn While You Learn. It's a great a great program, but we wish him all the best. And it's got to be like a tire fire. I imagine it's probably still going. But it makes me think ahead. Maybe I should be buried. Just maybe. My God, did you hear that the Yogi Berra Museum was broken into?
No.
Oh, my God, it's so true.
Yogi Berra, a great Yankee catcher. You know who... He has a museum, and last night it was broken into, and a lot of stuff was stolen. Yep. And I said, having trouble adjusting to retirement, Derek?
That is your magic. Audio. I get it. Have a great weekend, everybody. And then Mike says, thank you, Rob.
Yeah, we'll be back to 100%.
Yeah, we'll be back on Monday.
Yeah, 100%. This Monday, thank you for bearing with us.
Yeah, we appreciate it very much. And thank you, Oscar. This concludes our broadcast day, but dry your eyes. It's not goodbye. Just so long. You can always write us a letter. TMOS, P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. Or you can always email me, rob@mikeomarashow.com. Remember, Cat Live is coming up. And we want to see you out there. Made possible by our friends at Encore Insurance. For a free life insurance quote, just call 866-347-5748 or visit smartterm.com. But perhaps more importantly, buy your tickets for Cat at 1-800-648-5010. That's 1-800-648-5010. Saturday, November 15th at Circus Reno. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Oscar.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
Yes.
Thank you, Pony.
You're very welcome.
Talk to you guys on Monday. Have a great weekend, folks.
Ciao, ciao.
So long. See ya.
This episode of TMOS was brought to you by Prosper. Prosper is a peer-to-peer lending marketplace which connects people who are looking to borrow money with those who have money to lend. Visit prosper.com/TMOS and receive a $50 Visa prepaid card when you get a loan. That's prosper.com/TMOS.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.